However, I've come to learn what it takes to perform at an elite level for many years and just how much it's possible for organisations and everyone working in them to apply these principles in their own fields and even lives with great results. John and I hope you enjoy the book.
Introduction. Rest, practice, perform. A sustainable rhythm that leads to performance. To be successful, organisations need to perform. The concept of organisational performance has been much discussed and debated, but we believe it's generally poorly understood and executed. We find that organisational focus tends to be on 100% performance, where success means everyone must be in maximum performance mode every hour of the working day. This is neither true nor sensible. It is, though, understandable, as the need to be productive constantly hangs over leaders. From our vantage point, this mindset results in exhausted teams and often mediocre outcomes. What's more, those outcomes are achieved only through Herculean effort, rather than the efficient use of skills, processes, and structures that lead to excellence. I think it's time to stop, stand back, and look at organisational performance through a new lens. In elite sports, the goal is to perform at key times. Professional athletes don't expect to perform 24/7. They and their teams design a rhythm to ensure maximum.